says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Welcome to the show, folks. Here we are at the Trump Phenomenon on July 15th, 2020. And I'm your host, James Kelso. It's a live show for our brief 60 minutes together, trying to update, trying to keep up breathlessly, futilely with the Trump phenomenon, who leaves us all gasping in the dust. But we'll do the best we can for the next 60 minutes, and with your help at 800-313-9443. We'll see if we can't stay within shouting distance of our leader. He's got some great tweets going here today. You know, I missed a story yesterday. How did I miss this at Showtime? And this is important. This is good news. And why Ann Coulter doesn't get it, a couple other people who didn't get it, a couple of people who think that Jeff Sessions is a cool dude. what am I missing here? Jeff Sessions got walloped in the Alabama Republican primary. Tommy Tuberville, I think he pronounces his name Tuberville. Everybody says Tuberville, but I think I heard him on Fox yesterday thanking, was it Steve Ducey, for pronouncing his name. He said, thank you for pronouncing my name correctly. It's Tuberville. You're the only one who's done it. But Tommy Tuberville, who was the football coach, among other things he's done, he coached in Alabama. He coached Auburn, the football team there. It's a national championship team, I believe. But Tommy Tuberville sounded great in his endorsement and his enthusiasm for Donald Trump. And I'll tell you what, Jeff Sessions, man, if you had to nominate who has done more damage to the Trump phenomenon than anyone else, you'd have to put Jeff Sessions in the nomination list because of what he did when he, Jeff Sessions, all by his little lonesome self, and there are no excuses here, there's no cop-out possible. When he recused himself, which is a silly statement, recuse, he's the attorney general entrusted with a very powerful key position by the just-elected Donald Trump. And the first damn thing that Jeff Sessions does right out of the gate is turn the job over to Rod the Rat Rosenstein. You can't put lipstick on that pig. Sessions did that. And predictably, the outcome of doing that, putting a Trump enemy in charge of Donald Trump's legal department, was that Trump had to endure 3.5 and counting years of torment, torture, persecution from Rod the Rat Rodenstein, the man that the rodent appointed, Robert hitman Mueller to the witch hunt, all of this made possible by the self-same Jeff Sessions. And there's no excuse, there's no forgivingness, none. And Jeff Sessions has never shown remorse. He's never said, I'm sorry, I screwed up. He still has this grin on his face as if he's somehow this righteous person. Why does Ann Coulter buy that load of bull? Jeff Sessions really shafted our leader. And for that, he cannot be forgiven. And I very much admire in Donald Trump. He's got that Viking, that ancestral bravery of our people. No wimp, limp-wristed, I forgive you, Jeff. Bygones be bygones. No, there's no forgiveness. You really screwed up. Walk the plank, Jack. And that's what Donald Trump said. When Jeff Sessions said, I'm running for my old Senate seat in Alabama, the one he had before he became Attorney General, Donald Trump said, I'm not endorsing you. I'm unendorsing you. We don't need you in Washington. He said that. We don't want you in Washington. And he endorsed Tommy Tuberville. That was beautiful. And now adding beauty to beauty, the people of Alabama showing that they too believe in Donald Trump. They voted, what was the vote? Does somebody out there have the vote total? It was almost 2-1 for Tommy Tuberville over Jeff Sessions. He got thumped. And that's exactly what he needed. Not just beaten, he got smacked. Very good. That's the end of Jeff Sessions' political life. And he said as much. I missed that story. That's a great one. And by the way, if Sessions had managed to get reelected to his Senate seat by the people of Alabama, what a nightmare for Donald Trump. The left would have just been crowing every minute, every day, till the end of time. They would have been crowing. They would have been building up Jeff Sessions. Anyway, that nightmare is over. Well done, Mr. President, for being a man and telling Sessions to walk the plank. No forgiveness. No turning the other cheek. As the president said recently to Lindsey Graham, trying to get the same kind of behavior out of Lindsey Graham, no more Mr. Nice Guy. We've had enough. Anyway, that was very nice. Okay. Let me get my caller board up here. And all right, I don't see any calls I've missed so far. So if you want to call, 800-313-9443. Let's check in on the president here and see if he's giving us no more Mr. Nice Guy. We know he is. 83.5 million of us now, added 100,000 people since yesterday. Oh, lest I forget, before I forget, let me send out a compliment to Laura Ingraham. Wow, what a show she did yesterday and the day before. You know, this is like, you know, the great horses in the stretch, you know, the really the great ones. Who's gonna hit the wire first? Is it Laura Ingraham or is it Tucker Carlson? Coming up fast, it's Sean Hannity. Those three, I'll tell you, it's a race between those three. And then on the weekend, you got Jeanine Pirro and Mark Levin. But I'll tell you, Laura Ingraham really, she took the lead. For a moment there, coming around the bend, she took the lead with the stuff that she put on the air last night. She was wonderful. Just exposing the coronavirus hoax. Hoax, folks, it's a hoax. Fauci is a hoax. By the way, it's interesting. Somebody I heard on the radio today, Fauci in Italian is the plural for jaws. Wait a minute. Yeah. I'll take it on that guy's. I'll take it on faith that Fauci in Italian means jaws, and the Donald Trump and his team, they're on to jaws. They're on to Fauci, the fraud. I like what Ron Paul called Fauci, a fraud. And it really has a special sting to it because, of course, Ron Paul is a very distinguished, real doctor, unlike Fauchenstein, who's a pretend doctor. He got a doctor. He got an MD. He went to medical school, which means he sat on his ass and took tests. He's not a real doctor. He doesn't heal people. And I like when the real doctor, Ron Paul, said, Fauci, for a doctor to insult another doctor, that's without proper justification, that's a breach. Not a breach, though, for Ron Paul to call Fauci a fraud. And finally, Donald Trump has gotten that message. Okay. Let's see. See if I can get it here. I don't know if it's going to work. Anyway, this happens. Oh, God. I did this last night. I can tell you what it is. I need to warm up the YouTube. That's exactly it. It's like warming up the tubes on your old radio. It takes a while for them to warm up. Anthony, Dr. Anthony Fauci. Anyway, so Trump's onto that. Let's go to Trump. Let's go to the president here. And I'll play some more Jaws music a little later. Here's what he said. This is news. The president posted this only 15 minutes ago. I am pleased to announce that Anthony Fauci has been made to walk the plank. No, I made that up. I'm sorry. He didn't say that. I am pleased to announce that Bill Stepien, now this is a new name for me, Bill Stepien, S-T-E-P-I-E-N, has been promoted to the role of Trump campaign manager. So this is a big deal. Now, up until 15 minutes ago, the Trump campaign manager was Brad Parscale. Or Brad Parscale, I don't know which pronunciation he prefers, but Brad Parscale is an impressive guy. But I think he just got replaced. That's my impression. If you're doing a really good job, a new guy doesn't come in to take your job, Bill Stepien. So the president must have thought that Brad Parscale was not quite doing the job. But then the president says, Brad Parscale, who has been with me for a very long time and has led our tremendous digital and data strategies, will remain in that role while being a senior advisor to the campaign. So the president has put him back where he thinks he can do a better job, digital and data strategies, which is a much reduced role from being in charge of the whole campaign. Then the president says both men, Parscale and Stepien, were heavily involved in our historic 2016 win, and I look forward to having a big and very important second win together. This one should be a lot easier as our poll numbers are rising fast, the economy is getting better, vaccines and therapeutics will soon be on the way, and Americans want safe streets and communities. And all of that. Very interesting. Now, we know the president is at his computer tweeting away right now because here they come. Here come the tweets. And by the way, I talked with one of the listeners who called me and was concerned. Oh, my gosh, the president is touting vaccines. No, he's not. Not at all. What the president is doing is trying to get the hell past this coronavirus hoax and whatever it takes, folks. He is not going to come out for compulsory vaccination. You can be quite sure of that. The president just wants to get the damn thing over with. And so if the American people, sad to say, massively believe in vaccines, okay, give them a vaccine. You know, here's your vaccine. Shut up. Now let's get on with rebuilding America. Because the president, he's got to stay focused on the mission, on job number one, which is to save the country. To do that, he has to get reelected. If these idiots out there believe in vaccines and they want a vaccine and they're whining, where's our vaccine? Give them a damn vaccine. And then it's going to take years to educate them that Fauci and his vaccine brigade are a bunch of ghouls. We don't have time for that education program now. We got to get the president reelected. All right. So don't worry. No, the president, don't worry. On all these issues where people go, oh, the president is, oh, no, I'm jumping ship. Oh, I'm off the Trump train. Oh, no. Please don't do it. This man is very, very smart. He's not jumping off his own train. All right. And by the way, is he smart? Does he know how to win a little bit better than, let's say, I do or you? Well, who won? Not me. Not you. He did. He won. He did what everybody thought was impossible. He put a patriot in the Oval Office. So the proof's in the pudding. He did an awful lot of things very brilliantly. And he's only getting better. I mean, he's the last almost 4 years he's put in have taught him a lot. Okay, let's pick up another item here. Let's see. Okay, with some good tweets, great tweets here. There's Trey Gowdy making another appearance. Okay, more good tweets. And the president's big push now, you have to be aware of this, of course. The president is pushing to get the kids back to school. And boy, did Laura Ingraham do a good one on this. Laura Ingraham is pulling Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity. They've all got it. Now get this. Here's a piece of information. I learned this from Laura Ingraham last night. California, that's where I grew up. California, and I went to the Los Angeles Unified School District, top high school there, Palisades High School, and was one of the top students. In California, there are 8.9 million students right now, including that LA Unified School District, the biggest in the nation. 8.9 million students. Okay, this is K through 12. Now, all those people out there, all those parents who are pressing the panic, oh my God, the panic button. Oh no, Junior's going to get a killer virus. The killer virus is in the cafeteria. It's in the hallways. It's at the water fountain. Oh, God, don't touch the water fountain. Junior, don't. You're going to die. The water fountain, the germs, the virus. Okay, so calm down, parents. Calm down, okay? You're like a bunch of sheep. You're by like a bunch of bison in a panic, jumping over the edge of the cliff. Okay, all you parents, I have a question for you. Raise your hand if you have the answer. 8.9 million of your children are in California schools. How many have died of the coronavirus, or better known as the Kung Flu? Yep. Think about it during the break and then raise your hand when you have an answer. I'll give you the answer right after the break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Big John. Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone.
That's Big Bad Donald John Trump, that is.
Quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just
sat. Not too quiet, not too shy, but everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John, Big Bad John. Hey, let's take a call here from Brazil. Mike is there in Brazil. Hi, Mike.
Hey, hi, James. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Okay. What's on your mind?
I hear you're doing good. Great. Well, we're not doing so great over here because of this damn COVID-19 thing, you know. You were talking about...
Well, now Mike, hang on. Let me ask you a question here.
Yes.
When you say, have you had the coronavirus?
No, sir, I did not have
you haven't.
That, no.
Do you know anybody?
I had a cold a few months ago.
Wait, hang on. Do you know anyone who has died of the coronavirus?
No, not to my knowledge, no.
Okay. Do you know anybody who's been deathly ill but survived in the hospital with the coronavirus?
No, sir, I don't. No.
Okay, so let
no,
me...
No, actually, I was going to tell you this. I go to the supermarket every two or three days, And everybody, you can't enter the supermarket without a face mask. So I don't wear a face mask, but in order for me to buy groceries, you know, I have to put it on. So I go inside. I don't see anybody coughing. I don't see anybody sneezing. So I think this whole thing is a hoax.
Mike, I love you. Mike. Hoax. Yes, you got it. You got it, my friend. That's why I was asking you those questions.
I walk around a lot, and I drive around a lot, and I have never seen anybody coughing or sneezing, which is very unusual, because normally when you have a flu season, everybody's coughing and sneezing. When you take the bus, you see people sneezing and coughing, all that, but not now, which led me to conclude that this whole thing is a hoax of gigantic magnitude. And, you know, what can I tell you? You know, I heard you talking about Jeff Sessions, because this is the reason I called. Jeff Sessions should be arrested. You know why? Because there is a statute in the penal code which can imprison somebody for misprision, okay? Mike Rivera calls it misprision. Actually, it's pronounced misprision. It's failure to, you know, discharge the duties of your office, okay?
Yes.
In this case, you know what I'm talking about, right? I mean, this guy...
Jeff Sessions deserves... Yes.
Hillary Clinton walked. Everybody involved in the scandal walked, right? So this guy himself ought to be under investigation for misprision, because...
Yes.
He never discharged the duties of his office, which is to prosecute criminals.
Now, Mike, listen to the way I like what you're saying, and I'm going to try to reformulate it. The actions of Jeff Sessions led predictably led to the harassment and the destruction of the Trump administration by a vicious gang of criminals. Jeff Sessions, knowing that the worst criminal conspiracy in the history of the United States was in the process of attempting to destroy the greatest president in American history, Jeff Sessions, whose job it was to guard the wall, to guard the gate, to be the sword and the shield of the president, he totally abdicated his duty. He threw down his shield, broke his sword, opened the gates, and let the hyenas in to maul the president. Yes, you're right. I don't know what law it would be, Mike, but Jeff Sessions, not only should he not be a U.S. senator, he should be sentenced to prison. I like that word, misprision of duty. Yes. He betrayed our people.
He
I don't know
failed,
what statute it would be.
He failed to discharge the duties of his office.
Yes, but let's put it this way. Here's the crime.
People like these guys.
Yeah, it may not appear in the criminal code, but we don't give a rat's ass about that. The point is this.
No, it is.
Jeff Sessions.
It's in the criminal code.
Okay, well, that's good.
It is in the criminal code.
Okay, but we're not going to get hung up. We're not going to get hung up on that technicality.
But
hang on.
Give me
we
a
don't,
second
it
here.
Doesn't matter whether Jeff Sessions gets convicted of anything. Doesn't matter. The point is, we know he's a coward and he's a traitor and he screwed Donald Trump and us patriots. And for that,
James,
he needs to be forever. Listen, no. The point is, he needs to be forever banished and expelled from our people in shame. That's what Jeff Sessions deserves. Okay, Mike, go ahead. Now, you had a good comment about the coronavirus.
I agree with you. Do you know, hey, James, do you know that if you're a witness to a crime and if you fail to report it, do you know you can go to jail for that?
Yes, you can. Now, we got a break. Mike, stay there. Stay there in Brazil.
Okay.
And we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
The free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to
do my thing. Hey, we're back, folks.
Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy
woman. And,
work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much.
Thanks for tuning in here to the Trump phenomenon. The here's a nice piece of news. The National Association of Police Organizations. Oh, wait, first of all, I think we've got Mike still with us in Brazil. Mike, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am.
Well, give us one last thrilling thought from Brazil. By the way, are you anywhere near Uruguay?
No, I'm very far away from Uruguay, probably 3,000 miles away from Uruguay.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because
people have said that Argentina and Uruguay are pretty nice countries. What do you think of them?
Very nice countries, excellent countries. I just don't have the adjectives to describe them. First of all, gun ownership, it's unrestricted there, both in Uruguay and Argentina. You find a gun store like every four blocks. You walk by and you find a gun store. They have a very liberal attitude with guns, and they don't have any robberies like they have here in Brazil. The other day, my ex-wife's husband was attacked, assaulted He's in the oil business, and he carries a lot of cash. And he was attacked as he was walking out of the bank, and he was attacked by three guys on motorcycle, and they wanted his money. They knew he took out money. He had like 60,000 Brazilian reais, which is more or less, I would say, about $20,000, and in cash. And the guy was driving a truck, one of those fuel trucks, you know, like.
Don't give us too much detail there, Mike. Did he shoot and did he get away with his money?
Yeah, well, yes, he did get away. With what happened, the guy got in his truck and the bandit put a gun to his head and he said, "Let me have the money." And the guy hit him with a door. And, you know, the door and those trucks are pretty heavy. And
okay, so he used a door. I was hoping he had a gun on him, but he used a door to defend himself.
Well,
I'll tell you what. I'm not counting on a door being. I don't want a door for my defense against a gun. I like your story better. I like it better in Uruguay and Argentina. It's good to hear those are good countries. That's a good report.
Oh, absolutely, James. Uruguay actually. They don't have any gun regulations there. In Argentina, they have some, but they're very mild.
Okay, well,
that's the Second Amendment.
That's important, but you know, people don't realize that Uruguay and Argentina are very white countries, ladies and gentlemen. They're largely settled.
There, the Italians and Germans in Argentina and Uruguay. And I can tell you something. You go to Argentina and you want to rent a rifle, you can go rent a rifle. That's how easy it is. You know, of course you're going to have to pay, but, you know, you can rent a rifle, something that doesn't happen here. Here in Brazil is different.
The fact that Uruguay, which is just north of Argentina there, folks, and just on the south edge of Brazil, Uruguay and Argentina, we European people, we kind of have forgotten that those two countries, Argentina and Uruguay, are majority European. Those are European countries, so we don't want to forget our cousins in those two very important countries.
Absolutely. Well, hey, you're absolutely right, James.
Well, thank you, Mike. Thank you. I've never been there. You're reporting from the Southern Hemisphere, and so I really appreciate that.
I'll tell you something. Your next vacation, you're up for your vacation, buy yourself a round-trip ticket, go to Argentina for a couple of weeks, then go to Uruguay for a couple of weeks, and you won't see practically no difference. Guns are freely available everywhere in Uruguay and Argentina.
Mike, I'll tell you what. I'm hereby appointing you our Southern Hemisphere Trump phenomenon correspondent. So your job is to cover the entirety of South America. How do you like that?
Yeah, well, you know, I've been living here for 20 years, James. So if anybody knows this place better than me, let me know who the person is.
Okay, Mike.
I've been living here for the last
20
years.
Mike, I look forward to your next update. I'm telling you, give us the update on what's going on for our people in South America.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm not going to make a promise that I can't keep, okay? But I'll tell you what. I'll be calling at least once a week. Okay, I'll keep you updated.
Oh, I'm not holding you to anything.
I'd say once a week, more or less.
Okay, Mike. You're on.
Is that all right?
Thanks, my friend.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, have
so
a
long.
Good show, James.
You
okay,
too.
Thank
you too.
Now.
All right. I don't know how to say goodbye in Portuguese, but that's the language of Brazil, is Portuguese, which is, you know, very, very similar to Spanish, but it's different. Anyway, let's go to, here's a nice headline. The National Association of Police, speaking of guns, the National Association of Police Organizations has just ditched. They had endorsed Joe Biden. Ouch. They just ditched Joe Biden and endorsed Donald Trump for president. Nice. Let's read their letter. It says, our endorsement, this is NAPO, the National Association of Police Organizations, our endorsement recognizes your steadfast and very public support for our men and women on the front lines, especially during this time of unfair and inaccurate opprobrium being directed at our members by so many. This is from NAPO President Michael McHale. And I'm looking at their letterhead here, and they've got branches in Detroit, in Los Angeles, New Jersey, Massachusetts. Like, for instance, the Los Angeles Police Protective League. Or how about the Detroit Police Lieutenants and Sergeants Association? This sounds very real to me. How about this one? The Combined Law Enforcement Associations of Texas and the Police Benevolent Association of the City of New York and the Florida Police Benevolent Association. These are real cops, and they want Donald Trump as their commander in chief. I'm liking it. That's good news. Gets better. Who did the National Association of Police Organizations endorse in 2008 and 2012? Mitt Romney or John McCain? In opposite order there? No. They endorsed Joe Biden and Barack Obama in 2008 and 2012. Then they made a little progress in 2016. Donald Trump was an unknown quantity to them. He was a man with great promises, but he had not yet served in office anywhere. So in 2016, they endorsed no one. Now, after almost 4 years of Trump, promises made, promises kept, the cops have endorsed our leader. That's big. That's big, folks. That's not some little detail. These are real people. These are real Americans. And they did an about face. I like it. Oh, okay. Okay. It gets better yet. Read ahead. What was it? Alice in Wonderland. Read ahead. Well, I just read ahead. NAPO represents more than 1,000, am I going to say police? That would be good. No. They represent more than 1,000 police organizations. More than 1,000 organizations. And 241,000 sworn officers. Sworn to do what, folks? Defend and uphold the Constitution of the United States of America. Sworn. Sworn officers. Sworn to do that. That oath never expires. Wow, I love it. I love it. Almost a quarter of a million cops endorsing Donald Trump. Oh, and then they even get into details. And the Trump campaign responded to this endorsement saying, Joe Biden has done nothing to stop his party's defund the police movement and remains silent as police officers across the country are being attacked by violent rioters and protesters. He said, and so on. They very much welcome. They're not as vocal even as I am. That's a big one. Ah, I love it. Okay. Let's go back to the president here. You don't want to, the president tweets, there's some great tweets in here. Let me just go through this and just see if there's a new one in the last few minutes. Here he is. Nope. We were current just a little while ago. Nothing new. So let me go down here a little ways. There's some good ones down here. There was a tweet in here where the president shows he's on to the coronavirus hoax. Mike was talking about it in Brazil. He's on to the coronavirus hoax. He says this. Let me find the tweet. He retweets somebody who observes that in a Florida hospital has admitted that their coronavirus positive test results are exaggerated 10 times. 10 times inflated. Let me see if I can find this. But the great news about this is that the president is retweeting it. It means the president is aware that a coronavirus hoax. Here it is. He's retweeting John Solomon, a great patriot. Breaking Florida, breaking news. Florida hospital admits its COVID positivity rate is 10 times lower than has been reported. Yeah, that's called slinging the bullshit, folks. When you take your numbers and inflate them by 10 times, that's what we're getting. That's why Mike in Brazil hasn't seen anybody sick. He didn't get sick. And Brazil is supposed to be a hot spot. Yeah, it's a hot spot, all right. We've been hoaxed, folks. The schools must open. Oh, I know where I left off. I was going to ask you a question, and you had time to think about it. 8.9 million students in the K through 12 in California. That's a lot of people, 8.9 million. That's the population of New York City. That's the population of metropolitan Los Angeles. That's a lot of people. That's the population of pretty much the entire upper Midwest. My state has 700,000 people in it. The LA school district or the California school district with 8.9 million would just swallow North Dakota up like a guppy. Jaws, like Dr. Fauchenstein. Oh, I lost it. I had my Jaws video. Okay, all right. That's all right. I'll get it back. All right, 8.9 million students. How many have contracted the coronavirus, the Kung Flu? The Kung Flu of Fu Manchu, Kung Flu. How many? Okay, so did write your answers down on your card. Okay, everybody written down your answer? Okay, now show your answers. Okay, I'm looking at, oh my gosh, no, you're too high. Too high, boys and girls. No, that one's wrong too. Lower. 8.9 million students, how many have gotten sick? All you parents out there that are terrified that your child might drink out of the water fountain. Oh God, Junior, can you imagine how many kids have been told by their stupidly petrified, panicked, parents not to drink out of the water fountain? Come on. The answer, zero. Zero California kids have died of the coronavirus. Zero, zero, zero. Get that into your brain, mom and dad. Zero. How stupid are you? Zero is zero. Zero means none. It means no risk. Why the hell do you let your son ride to school on a motorcycle if you're so damn concerned about him? Get him off the motorcycle. Don't worry about the virus. And you're so worried about your daughter. Why do you let her stay out till 2 in the morning on Friday night? Get her back home. She's not going to die from the virus, nor is your boy. Zero, zero. This is after months and months. Zero. So open the damn schools. And California is supposedly a hot spot. What bullshit? There aren't any hot spots. There's no massive death going on. And by the way, that $130,000 total from Dr. Fauchenstein is bullshit. And everybody knows it. It includes automobile accidents. It includes motorcycle accidents. It includes anybody and everybody. Because these hospital administrators are making $60,000 every time they miscategorize, miscode a patient as a coronavirus death. They're making money hand over fist. But ironically, the hospitals are going bankrupt because they sent out all their money-making patients, were evicted from the hospitals so that they could have capacity for the tidal wave of coronavirus patients that never arrived. Folks, you've been worked. You've been had. You've been played. by Fauchenstein and the medical mafia, the left-wing ones. I don't mean to impugn all doctors, all you right-wing Trump-supporting doctors out there. God love you. You're wonderful. You're fantastic. I want you to be my doctor if I ever get sick. I've never been sick. So, eat. You know, if you're worried about your kid, hey, take the diet Pepsi in your refrigerator. Open the door. Take out the diet Pepsi. Pour it down the drain.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a...
That'll make more of a difference for your kids than a damn mask. We'll be right back.
And everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John,
Big Bad John,
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans.
We're back,
where he
folks.
Got in a fight over
and
a
you know,
Cajun queen.
I'll tell you what. That's Big Bad Donald John Trump, of course, that we're singing about there. Just a little sidelight here on Uruguay and Argentina, two European countries that are underappreciated by us Europeans. Uruguay, I'm just looking at, this is not a very reliable source of information, I admit, but Wikipedia. And, you know, on most countries on Wikipedia, they have a segment, a section called demographics. And up to now, in that demographic section, they actually describe the racial makeup of each country, usually. I'm telling you now, listen to me now, hear it now, check on me later, see if I'm a prophet on this. That section's going to disappear. You won't see any report about demographics in Wikipedia. It'll just vanish. Never happened. It never was there. They'll stop reporting demographics because liberals, left-wingers, anti-racists, okay, supposedly, they don't want people to think about race. They don't want people to think. I mean, think, not babble. They love people babbling about race. They don't want people to think. So they don't like numbers because numbers are part of thinking. Facts, they don't like those either. Those are inconvenient. They're conducive to thinking. And the whole purpose of modern education, as the president said in his recent tweet, this ain't education, this is indoctrination. The whole purpose of modern education in America is to prevent thinking. I mean, that's it. Your average person is a more serious thinker. Your average person who works in the real world of welding or farming, or driving machinery, that person is a better thinker than your university programmed graduate. The welder, the driver, the machinist, the farmer, they actually practice thinking in their work. They think. They have to think. Their life depends on accurate thinking. But your university graduate is a zombie who's had a prefrontal lobotomy. They didn't learn thinking. They learned anti-thinking, anti-logic. And Tucker Carlson's been pointing it out, Laura Ingraham, and there's a movement afoot. People are understanding. University education is the biggest scam, the biggest gyp, the biggest fraud around. Oh, I never got to the Uruguayans. They're both very European countries, Uruguay and Argentina. We'll get to it in a future show. We never get finished on this show. We'll meet up in the Trump Clubhouse tomorrow night. Thank you, everybody. See you then.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion. listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.